Department of Homeland Security conducts first self-deportation charter flight of 64 migrants. By Paul Bois on May 20, 2025. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, conducted its first charter flight of 64 self-deporting migrants from Texas to Honduras and Colombia. The charter flight comes in response to the Trump administration offering $1,000 for migrants in the United States illegally to self-deport as part of his Project Homecoming. This was a voluntary charter flight, not an ICE enforcement operation, the DHS said in an announcement. All participants were offered the same benefits as any illegal alien who self-deports using the CBP Home app. They received travel assistance, a $1,000 stipend, and preserved the possibility they could one day return to the United States legally. Honduras received 38 of its former countrymen while Colombia received 26. Both countries provided services and funds to help resettle the migrants. Today, DHS conducted its first Project Homecoming charter flight of 64 individuals who voluntarily chose to self-deport to their home counties of Honduras and Colombia, said Secretary Kristi Noem. If you are here illegally, use the CBP Home app to take control of your departure and receive financial support to return home. If you don't, you will be subjected to fines, arrest, deportation and will never be allowed to return. If you are in this country illegally, self-deport now and preserve your opportunity to potentially return the legal, right way. When announcing Project Homecoming, the president said, "We're going to pay each one a certain amount of money. And we're going to get them a beautiful flight back to where they came from. We're going to work with them so that maybe someday, with a little work, they can come back in if they're good people. If they're the kind of people that we want in our country," he added. "It will give them a path to coming back into the country." Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X @ProlandFilms or Instagram @ProlandFilms.